This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a situation where I guess there was some kind of a scuffle on the field. And let's play that audio real quick of what the referee said.
These two are clearly having issues with each other, could not restrain themselves, so we're going to give them 2 minutes to think about what they've done.
And that is the voice of NLL referee Todd LaBranche. And Todd, welcome to Taz and the Moose with AB sitting in with us. Todd, am I saying your name right, sir?
Todd LaBranche.
LaBranche. I was close. I kind of exaggerated LaBranche. I can't help myself. All right, sir, how many years have you been reffing in the NLL?
This is my 18th season in the league.
Okay, so you only coach indoor? Ref indoor? You ref field lacrosse too, outdoor?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. So you've been doing this a long time. So tell us what happened with this situation on during the game. Was there a fight during the game? The guys dropping gloves? What happened?
No dropping gloves. Just a couple of guys that checked each other from behind. Well, not each other, but Zach Greer, the Colorado player, cross-checked a Vancouver player from behind, and then Chris O'Doherty from Vancouver sort of went in and felt he needed a little bit of retribution. And it wasn't so much that particular incident, but these guys have been going hard all game. They're true competitors, and they were going at each other. So they were both going to be assessed minor penalties for check from behind. And on the way to the penalty box to report the penalty, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this one, and then throw out that call.
It was, dude, it was memorable. I mean, that was great. I mean, so was it more of like a push from behind? My son plays D1 lacrosse here, you know, in the States. And so we know what a push is, right? Is similar in box? Is that considered a push?
No, it's a little bit more excessive than a push. They physically use their stick to cross-check each other in
okay.
the back.
Yeah, got it. Okay, gotcha.
Now, do you feel any pressure to make more of these calls like this going forward now, Todd?
No, not a lot of pressure. A few people have asked if I'm going to, you know, what's next on the agenda. And this was really just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. As I'm walking to the box, I thought, you know, with the likes of Jerry Mark Bright and Ed Hockley from the NFL and most recently Wes McCauley from the NHL, I thought, you know, here's an opportunity to throw a little bit of levity into our game and take it and see what happens.
Well, I like that you did this on the fly and that you're done, because I feel like Wes McCauley is getting a little carried away now on ice.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's now his thing, and,
right.
You know, I'm not sure I want it to be my thing. It was just, hey, have a little bit of fun with it and see where it goes, and it's kind of really taken off. So a little bit of press for our league, who doesn't get too much, but, you know, it's been kind of fun over the last couple of days talking about it.
I agree, Todd, and speaking of your league, the NLL, me being a lacrosse fan and a lacrosse dad, I respect the game, obviously, and I wish the game, indoor or outdoor, was more mainstream. Maybe one day it will. But I have to say, the NLL, speaking of your league, I don't know, it was probably like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, you guys did kind of like a makeover, man. It just seems like everything is just better. I know there was a lot of games were on Twitter, a lot of social media engagement. I know a brand new website and a logo and everything for the NLL. Have you seen a difference in attendance? Because it seems like you guys, these arenas are pretty full.
Yeah, you know what? Nick Sakevich, our commissioner, came in a couple of years ago, and he's done an amazing job. We've seen a complete rebranding and like you say, an updated website and more interaction on social media that they're really going forward with, and it's kind of reaped its rewards. We've got a couple new teams coming in next year. Philly's coming in. San Diego's going to have a team, so. You know, everything's heading in the right direction and really being positive. So, you know, any little bit of media that we can muster up is always a positive thing. And took a chance, and it seems to turned out okay.
Todd, besides us, what's the coolest thing you've got to do in the wake of the penalty?
Well, you know what? It was a little bit touch and go because I knew Nick was in the building, or our commissioner was in the building that night, and on my way to the box, as I thought about you know, exactly what I was going to say as I was walking to it, I totally forgot he was there. And then at the end of the game, I'm underneath the tunnel, and he's walking right towards me, and I went, oh, my goodness, how's this going to go? And we talked about it briefly, and he looked at me and gave me a big high five, and I knew it was okay. So that was the most interesting interaction, other than a funny little tweet that Zach Greer, the Colorado player, his brother, who also used to play in the league for a number of years, he sent out a tweet to, you know, including his brother, saying, hey, Zach sounds just like our dad when we were growing up. So that was pretty funny.
Hey, Todd, in the league, most of the – I don't follow the NLL as much as I should. I follow more of the MLL. So like I said, my son plays the field game, obviously. So do you guys get – is it mostly Canadian guys or players, or you're getting a lot of guys, I would assume, from, you know, the NCAA, you know, 1, 2, and 3 ranks? So what do you got mostly? Is it more Canadian players or not?
Yeah, there's a few Americans, but primarily the teams are composed of Canadians. But you know, youth lacrosse in the U.S. is really on the rise, and the participation in the last decade for youth lacrosse has more than doubled. So you know, the expectation with the increase in you know, publicity for our game and the MLL will hopefully, you know, garner a lot of interest for young kids and see those guys out there playing. They're phenomenal athletes. They compete hard every single weekend. They're weekend warriors. But you know, having that exposure for those guys is a positive thing, and hopefully we get a bunch of you know, influx of American players, because it's probably what's needed to survive in this world and day and age.
I think that's going to happen. I'll tell you why real quick. You know, I live on Long Island. Okay, as you know, it's a hotbed for lacrosse, right? So.
Yep.
The box game, you know, for those that don't know, box is indoor lacrosse. Like, so box leagues and box training on Long Island, and I know in Philadelphia too, is becoming very popular amongst kids, not just field lacrosse anymore. So I think that's going to help the NLL, and it helps players, as you know, play college lacrosse, because the box game's a tighter game. So, you know, I think that could help.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, there's a lot of Canadians that go down and play the field game in colleges down in the U.S., and I do believe that the box game helps them to be better field players, because when you're you know, basically playing inside a hockey rink in is what our game does, and then the ability to get out on the bigger surface just allows for more creativity, and these guys are phenomenal athletes.
Todd, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about the NFL simplifying its catch rule, about the imposing a new kind of targeting rule, their version of it, for the coming season. Are there calls like that in your game that bring the most consternation from fans, or the toughest for you to make calls in the moment? Anything like that on the lacrosse field?
You know, I think that the toughest adjudication for us as National Lacrosse League officials is the crease violation and what constitutes you know, someone being in the crease, and you know, our director Brian Lemon's always on us to make sure that we understand rules 67, 68, and 69 in our rule book, because they're you know, they're difficult to adjudicate, and at you know, in a split second, you have to look at the shooter's feet, see where he lands, where the ball, when the ball crosses the line. Is there a non-shooter in the crease? So it's something that we work on every week, and we talk about in our conference calls. So certainly understand the plight of the catch rule in the NFL, and we work diligently to make sure that that's simplified for our group on a weekly basis.
Well, Todd, being that you've been reffing professional lacrosse for 18 years, I have to ask you, what is the most minutes you've put a guy in the box for a penalty for? You know, 2 minutes, 1 minute, what's the longest?
So in the indoor game, there's sort of four different criterias of penalty minutes. We don't have a 1 minute penalty. You have two minutes, minor, a 5 minute major, a five in a game, and a match penalty.
It's different than field. That's totally different than field. So. Different than field. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah, my son, as I said, plays college ball. He got the field rules. He got a 3 minute penalty a couple weeks ago.
That would be the equivalent of our match penalty. So, which in our game, he would have been ejected.
3 minutes in the box, and he's a freshman.
Yeah,
there was a little scuffle on the field, and he did well in the scuffle. His coach wasn't too happy.
Sounds like he might be an okay box player then.
Yeah, he might be, except he's a pole. But I guess you have to put the pole down. Actually, one of his teammates is projected to go third overall in the NLL draft. A kid from Peterborough from up there in the Toronto area, Matt Gilray.
Okay, I've heard the name. Yep. Absolutely.
Great player, yeah. He's a senior where my son's at. So, look, so I got to ask you for a favor. I got to put you on the spot, right? So you did that thing there where you explained to the audience what these two players did wrong. So now my partner, the Moose, he's not here. So maybe you could kind of recreate this. Say, Taz and the Moose, we fight sometimes on the air, him and I.
Okay.
So you see where I'm going. Maybe you can give us a little something, and we'll record you. Maybe put you on the spot live. Can we give you a count in? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Taz and Moose, you guys clearly are not getting along. You're going to have to sit in the corner and think about what you've done and start to get along a little better on air.
There it is, baby. All right, Todd, man. We appreciate it very much, sir. Thanks for coming on with us, and good luck to you guys and the NLL.
No, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.